Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on recurrent pregnancy loss in general practice. This episode is based on a Gold Coast seminar with Chris Arthur, a private obstetrician and gynecologist at Kundara Place, who also works publicly. He was covering the night. Think of this as a clinic-friendly summary for GPS. It is education, not personal medical advice. The reason the topic was on the agenda is that the Australian definition has moved. RANSCOG published a change last year. It used to be 3 consecutive losses. It is now 2 losses before 20 weeks of an intrauterine pregnancy. Ectopic does not count. It does not have to be consecutive. Other countries still use other definitions. Why 2, not 3? There does not seem to be much difference in the numbers. 3 consecutive, or 2 at any stage, captures roughly the same group of couples. Their characteristics look almost the same. Staying on 3 consecutive would underserve people who already look like the recurrent loss population. That group is about 1 to 4% of couples. At least 95% never hit this. So it is not every session. There is also not a huge list to remember once they do. Background risk first. In a recognized pregnancy, miscarriage sits around 15 to 20% if you treat everyone as one group. It is not one number across life. Early 20s is closer to 10%. Mid 40s is about a 60% chance of miscarriage. After one miscarriage, the next pregnancy's risk goes up by about 10%, and it does that for every subsequent loss. After 3 consecutive miscarriages, he put the next pregnancy miscarriage risk at about 45%. That still means something like an 80% chance the next pregnancy works. Couples hear the 45 and not the 80. Take out advanced maternal age, and about 70% of losses are associated with aneuploidy, the wrong number of chromosomes. If someone has 3 in a row, it is actually less likely that each of those was just aneuploidy. Recurrent loss is a clue that something else may be running underneath. Risk factors: the room named, and he agreed, antiphospholipid syndrome, age under 20 or over 35, thyroid disease, drinking, smoking, weight, night shift, air pollution, pesticides, other toxins, and a male partner over 40, including DNA fragmentation concerns. He did not walk a male protocol. Pregnancy, he said, is a fantastic stress test. Recurrent miscarriage sits on a continuum with later cardiovascular disease and clots. The effect size is small. The comparison he always comes back to, severe preeclampsia, is a much greater cardiovascular risk factor than heavy smoking, and it is not in every calculator. Recurrent loss is quieter than that. It is still a reason to take a full history. Once they meet criteria for investigations, because a positive can change what you do. Anticardiolipin antibodies, yes. Beta-2 glycoprotein 1 is more research. Nobody will criticize you for adding it. Cavity imaging, not only a plain pelvic scan. The uterus sits shut. Fill it. Hysterosonogram, hysterosalpingogram, or a 3D study, looking for Asherman adhesions, polyps, and cavity-distorting fibroids. Thyroid. Parental karyotype, looking for a balanced translocation. Pickup is very low. Most couples are unexplained. These tests are not a crystal ball. They are retrospective. Do not run the same 4 tests on a newly pregnant couple to tell them their risk. Use them when the definition is already met. On the cavity, Asherman after an overzealous curette. Clue on a plain scan, an indistinct junction. On a field study, bands. Dividing scars and using estrogen afterwards gives a chance. After dense repeated adhesions, he still quoted maybe less than 50% of a functional cavity. Better than zero. Honest counseling. Polyps can look like a thick lining until the cavity is opened. Submucosal fibroids change shape, and the tissue over them responds to progesterone a bit differently. Cutting them out may or may not help. Give some hope. Temper it. True obstetric antiphospholipid syndrome is the drug-changing one. Antibody plus one of a loss after 10 weeks with a previously normal scan, or three consecutive losses under 10 weeks, or a birth under 34 weeks with placental insufficiency, bad CTG, growth restriction, severe preeclampsia. Those women have a better next pregnancy chance with aspirin and heparin, and a better chance of avoiding terrible blood pressure with hydroxychloroquine. That is a real syndrome. It is not a reason to heparin a weakly positive antibody and one early loss. Thyroid, as graded. Overt hypothyroidism, treat. Subclinical, maybe. Euthyroid with anti-TPO antibodies, maybe. A lot of the miscarriage and later neurodevelopmentally story is entangled with iodine deficiency. Replacing iodine in a deficient area is what moves the needle. Thyroxine is maybe. That said, TSH of 19, definitely replace. 10, probably. 5, sometimes. Under 5 he is still trying to bring TSH down toward normal, heading toward 3 was the target he named. If there is a parental balance translocation, IVF with pre-implantation genetic testing lets you use a euploid embryo. He was not shouting this for every couple. It earns its keep closer to the end of reproductive life, when any embryo you put back is more likely not to implant. Lifestyle in one breath, weight, caffeine, smoking. Named, not miracle. Progesterone was the long argument, because GPS are already writing it. A Mater Hospital Brisbane trial in recurrent miscarriage was stopped early for futility. As a standalone recurrent miscarriage treatment, it did not earn its keep. There is evidence in spotting or bleeding in early pregnancy, particularly after three previous losses. That is promise and prism. He recalled a forest plot interval around 1.27 to 1.54 for the three-loss group. Check the papers before you quote the digits. Fold in two losses and one loss, and some guidelines have extended the offer to anyone with a previous miscarriage who is now bleeding. The subgroup that actually holds is three previous losses. Does he still prescribe it? Yes. Not as a default. Not often. He will not stand on the table while someone is in tears. Three previous losses plus bleeding this pregnancy, recommend. Fewer than three, offer or suggest. Someone already on it, or convinced by a friend, educate, stay positive, do not pick a fight. IVF is different. In an HRT cycle there is no corpus luteum, so they have to replace progesterone. In practice they usually supplement even in a modified natural cycle. Harms, maybe a hypospadias signal, not massive. Trials that say it does not hurt were designed to find benefit, so that reassurance is low quality. IVF throws supertherapeutic doses, and they are not seeing a disaster. Cost, the PBS restricted box has been broadened, and it used to be ticked when it was narrower, moving a couple of $100 onto the taxpayer. It also teaches anecdote over trials. The reason he still writes it more than the forest plot, stress itself increases miscarriage risk. A terrified person who spotted this morning sometimes needs a sense of control. He compared it to extra early scans from 20 years ago, no biological reason, people felt better. Same psychology. Do not treat a low serum progesterone as the cause. Progesterone is high because a developing pregnancy is telling the corpus luteum to keep going. If the pregnancy is failing, progesterone should be low. The number is the consequence. Luteal phase deficiency exists as a concept and is hard to diagnose. Scan timing, first cardiac activity around 7 weeks. If you scan at 5 thinking it is 8, you have just given them 10 to 14 days of extra fear. Extra weekly scans do not change biology. They can reassure, and the gap between them can frighten. Language: if you remember one thing, offer, suggest, recommend, strongly recommend. Three losses, recommend. Fewer, offer. Meet the person. Stay honest. Take homes. Two intrauterine losses before 20 weeks is now enough. Age dominates the numbers. Most sporadic losses are aneuploidy. Three in a row is less likely to be just chromosomes each time. Four tests once they meet criteria, anticardiolipin, a filled cavity study, thyroid, parental carrier type. True obstetric APS, aspirin and heparin, hydroxychloroquine for the blood pressure story. Progesterone strongest for three previous losses plus bleeding. Do not treat a low progesterone number as the cause. Time the first scan so there is something to see. That is the educational summary from Chris Arthur's Recurrent Pregnancy Loss Seminar. Thanks for listening.